Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster. Wrong direction. Forward. One more. There we go. Word of welcome. That's what we're doing. Fantastic. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to St. James Westminster. It is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, and we've got a number of announcements, so we'll do the best first. We'll invite Anne up.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't have an announcement so much as I have good news to share with everyone this morning. So, we have here Teddy in the striped shirt, and Charlie, who you may or may not have figured out is my son. Our good news is that Charlie and Teddy are two of the original Camino kids. They've been with us since the beginning. They also both attend Kensal Park French Immersion. And on Friday, Kensal Park had an assembly where one student from each class who was particularly known to be kind was recognized in front of the whole school. Both Charlie and Teddy were their class representatives that day. We wanted to share because in life, one never quite knows if things are going well or not. So when we have a moment where it's obvious that good works are happening, it's great to notice them. We're very proud of Charlie and Teddy. And we also wanted to say thank you, because I am confident that the kindness, the generosity that their teachers and their principal have noticed in Charlie and Teddy, they are in part a reflection of your kindness and your generosity and the warm welcome they feel when they come home to church. So thank you all.
I think I figured out how I need to make my exit now. There is a lot going on in the church this week, and so if you're looking for things to do, we have a few. This Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we are part of the citywide Week of Prayer for Christian Unity service. White Oaks United, Calvary United, Wesley Knox, and Riverside, ourselves and Redeemer Lutheran are all going to be sharing in a ecumenical prayer service, and that is at Riverside United at 4 p.m., on Wednesday. So if you can come to that, it would be great to see some friendly faces there and scope out a new church and see what the architecture is like. That's one of my favorite things. Also this week on Wednesday is our parish council meeting. If you're on parish council, take a look at the agenda. There's a few discussion points and things that we would like to get some opinions on. So have a conversation about that with your fellow parishioners today. And if you're curious what I'm talking about, because I'm being all cloak and daggery, find somebody on parish council and ask them what's up. There's no secrets. Coming up on February 8th is our Vestry Sunday. So come stay around for some lunch and some fellowship and some meeting. Get appointed to numerous committees and volunteer your time. It'll be great. On the 1st of February, we are going to have a special service for First Communions. The first Sunday of February is Candlemas, where Jesus was presented as a little child in the temple. And it seemed like a wonderful day to do some First Communion things. So Reverend Anne is out with the Sunday school this week, teaching about communion, and I'll be with them next week. And then on the 1st, we'll have a special service. It'll be a lot of fun. Please do come to that service at the 10:30 slot. It's getting to be that time that if you have palms from last year's Palm Sunday, can you bring them in? We will burn them on our Shrove Tuesday supper so that we can use those ashes for our Ash Wednesday service, which is on February 18th. And the other thing that I'd like to softly float out to the congregation if you're interested in, I've noticed that there's a number of new people coming into St. James and some friendly faces becoming more regular, which is lovely. And I'm wondering if during the season of Lent, having an after-church Anglican study, what exactly it is that we do here and why, might be something that would be enjoyable. So if you are interested in that, let me know. And if there's enough uptake, I'll put on an after-Sunday service study on Anglicanism and why we do what we do. So do see me after church if that's of interest to you. I think that is everything on my list of announcements, so let's take a moment and prepare ourselves for worship. ¶¶ The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that perfectly worthily love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. May your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was still in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And the Lord now says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered in him, for I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." The word of the Lord.
I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry.
God lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay, and set my feet on a high hill, and made my footing sure.
God put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Many shall see and stand in awe, and put their trust in the Lord.
Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not resort to evil spirits, or turn false gods.
Great things are they that you have done, O Lord my God. How great your wonders and your plans for us.
There is none who can be compared with you. Oh, that I make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count.
In sacrifice and offering, you take no pleasure. You have given me ears to hear you, burnt offering you have not required.
I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep within my heart.
I proclaim righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know.
Your righteousness have I not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance.
You are Lord, you hold your compassion from me. Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I want to paint for you a picture, if I may, and I want to see if you can find yourself in this picture. You've had a pretty busy week. You've got a lot of things to do. And as you're going about to the next task on your list, you see a friend or an acquaintance, and you say, "How you doing?" The answer you're expecting is, "Fine, thanks, how are you?" But the answer you get is, "You know, actually, if you got a minute, I'd love to chat." Has anyone had that experience? Yeah. In the gospel, we have almost exactly the opposite of that one. We've got John's disciples hearing that the Messiah is coming, and they start following Jesus. And Jesus asks them, "What are you looking for?" And they say, "Where are you living? Which apartment are you in? How's the weather? Have you seen my laundry?" They don't engage with Jesus in that way that opens it up, that goes to the depth that they want to. And I wonder if there's parts of us that find that too. This week was my statistics week, where I get to take the parish registry and write out all the numbers from all the services and combine them and try to figure out the average total of parishioners who have come every week, and then not in the summer, but on Sundays. It's a lot of work. I hate it. I was grumbling, and poor Rebecca had to deal with me. I was praying for anyone to walk by that day and say, "Could you have a minute to talk?" I would have been so happy. It's interesting, though, that we can find ourselves, as deeply human as we are, invited into this relationship with Jesus. The very first question that Jesus asks in the Gospel of John is, "What are you looking for?" And I really wonder how I would answer that. I'd love to think that if I found myself standing in front of Jesus, and Jesus was able to ask me a question and asked, "What are you looking for?" I would have some wonderfully deep theological answer of, well, what does salvation mean? What is the meaning of life? And yet I probably, if given that chance, would panic and ask Jesus which apartment he was staying in, which hotel in town. Maybe I could come back to those questions. Jesus' invitation to us is one that is honest and deep and powerful. Jesus asks us, "What are we looking for?" The answer, for many of us, the answer that brings us into this building today, is we're looking for peace. We're looking for hope. We're looking for some explanation about why the world is the way it is. And those questions are good. And some of us might not even be sure how to articulate those questions. Some of us, it might literally be, "Jesus, where are you staying?" And that's good too. Jesus' invitation to John's disciples is to be in relationship. And Jesus invites us into the same thing. It's very easy to have our Sunday personas, that everything's going well, and we're holding it together, so we'd know exactly what to ask Jesus on Sunday morning. But Jesus doesn't ask Sunday morning. We hear that Jesus asks around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when I'm tired, cranky, hungry, and need a nap. Jesus invites us into relationship however we are, and in a totality of that, not just our best selves, not just our moments when we have time to give to someone else who wants to have a deeper conversation, but also in those moments where we hear, "I could really use a conversation and a coffee," and we go, "I'll get right back to you, I've got to go and finish my stats." Jesus wants a relationship with us in its totality. And that relationship isn't just so that we feel comfortable or we feel happy and fulfilled. I don't know if you caught it in our first lesson today. It took me a few times reading through it, but there was a line that stood out that was incredibly powerful. He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servants to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel." That's too light a thing. For us, it's too light that we should be Jesus' servants and build this church and make it a wonderful place. That's not enough. It continues, "I will give you as a light to lighten the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Being in relationship with God isn't just about us and about being comfortable and happy and fulfilled and finding peace. It's about sending us out to be light in the world. This world needs light. CNN, Fox News, all of it is terrifying. We are in a scary place in the world, and it's a fair question to ask, what can this small group of people do about Greenland and insert the list that happened in the last 20 minutes that I don't know? What can we do about it? God gives us the answer. We are called to be light, to be peace in the small ways that we can in this world around us. It's the small little bits that we are invited and able to do that can and will make a difference. When we live knowing that we shine with Christ's light in this world, we trust that the little tiny bits we can do, the generous tip we can give to a server who's struggling, or the smile we give to somebody on the street, is a tiny stone tossed into a lake. But that ripple grows, and it combines with the other stones that are thrown until it becomes a great wave. In times like this, it is important that we do the little bits that we can so that they add up to more and more. For 2,000 years, Christians have stood and faced challenges and have faced obstacles and have faced fear and uncertainty in the world. And it's not been great kings or rulers that have made the difference. It's been the small, everyday acts of people like you and me that make a difference. That is how Jesus is known. It's too small a thing for us to hide in these walls and be comfortable and safe. We are invited and encouraged to go out into this world and to do the small things, trusting that God will shine through us and that a foretaste of God's promise can be known in the acts of kindness that we can do and in the apologies that we make when we fall short. So Jesus asks, what are you looking for? And I hope the answer isn't great signs of miracles. But maybe we should be looking for the small places where we can make a difference and trust that God will take it from there. God who can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I would invite you to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Faithful God, we give you thanks for your sanctifying presence in your Son. Bless your saints throughout the world. Everyone who calls on your name, put a new song on the lips of all who wait on you. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Jesus, Lamb of God, illuminate the hearts and lives of all who seek your will. We pray for those who express their faith in politics and strive for the common good. Open the eyes of rulers and governments to seek your justice. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
Lord, your call touches life before the cradle and beyond the grave. Be with those who are expectant and hopeful as life emerges and develops. In your sight, all are honored and given dignity. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
Holy God, we seek your healing and life-giving spirit. In the circle of your love, we hold all in special need. Lift the despairing from the pit and set them on firm ground to trust in you. We think especially of David, Kelly, Denise, Maureen, Terry, Curtis, Charles, Cheryl, Mary, Arnold, and Marilyn. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
Lord, your salvation reaches to the ends of the earth. Hear us as we remember with thanksgiving those whose earthly labors are complete. Restore us all in your grace and peace. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples. He said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share that peace, Christ's peace, with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Thank you. Let us pray. Living God, you have revealed your Son as the Messiah. May we hear his word and follow it and live as children of light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You have revealed your eternal plan of salvation and have shown your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light of all people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, we raise our voices in joyful praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the bread which has come down from heaven, says the Lord.
Give us this bread forever.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Let us pray. God of glory, you nourish us with the bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us your light may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can be infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.